This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives members urge government action on climate and public welfare issues in today's House session. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewal hold talks regarding contemporary issues. And US President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine will start ceasefire talks after call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now the news in detail. In today's House of Representatives meeting, members of Parliament raised pressing concerns on climate-related risks and public welfare issues, calling for immediate government action. With the monsoon season approaching, MPs emphasized the need for proactive measures to minimize risk and damages from floods, landslides and inundation, urging the government to prepare in advance. They highlighted the glacial lake outburst in Humla's Tilgaon, which has caused significant damage and left the area vulnerable, pressing for urgent rescue and relief efforts. The MPs proposed launching the Save the Himalayas campaign from Humla and implementing it effectively to address climate concerns. On public welfare, MPs criticized the high fares and inadequate facilities in road and air transportation, demanding immediate action to stop exploitation in these areas. Another MP raised the issue of arbitrary charges imposed when exchanging cooking gas cylinders between companies, causing inconveniences to the citizens, and called for regulatory measures. An MP pointed out the stalled construction of the Kottari section of the Hulaki Highway, despite a contract, noting that the lack of progress has led to risky travel conditions and even fatal accidents, criticizing both the contractor and the government for their inaction. MPs also urged the government to streamline public services, ensure good governance, address farmers' challenges in agricultural sector, and deliver timely justice to victims of the loan sharking. A meeting took place between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewal at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar this morning, according to the Prime Minister's Secretariat. The discussion focused on recent contemporary issues, as per the statement. Due to ill health, the Prime Minister's question and answer session scheduled for today's House of Representatives meeting has been removed from the agenda. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa departed for Japan yesterday night to attend an international conference in Tokyo starting tomorrow. Minister Dr. Rana will represent Nepal and deliver an address at the conference focused on social isolation among senior citizens. Organized by the Foundation for the Welfare and Education of Asian People, the conference will see participation from ministers, senior government officials, and prominent social activists from over 12 countries. Minister Dr. Rana, who has long been involved in the economic empowerment and social protection of Nepali women through organizations like Rural Women and Development Center and the Safe Motherhood Network, has been invited as a special speaker at the event. During her stay in Japan, she is scheduled to hold important bilateral meetings. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana is set to return to Nepal on Saturday. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized that the right to information is crucial for ensuring transparency and good governance. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the National Information Commission for the ministry-level information officers in Kathmandu today, he highlighted the importance of this right in maintaining accountability. Minister Lekhak noted that the right to information is enshrined as a fundamental right in the Constitution. He clarified that while authorities must provide information and the right of citizens to access it, not all information needs to be disclosed. He said information related to confidentiality, national security, defense, foreign relations, or diplomatic matters may be withheld, as disclosing such details in the name of transparency and good governance could destabilize the country. He urged officials to adopt a balanced and comprehensive approach to the constitutional provisions on information rights. Minister Lekak encouraged providing information transparently whenever possible, but stressed that if information must be withheld due to confidentiality, the reasons should be clearly communicated in writing. The King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center delivered 25 tons of premium Saudi dates to Nepal, marking a significant act of goodwill. The Saudi ambassador to Nepal, Saad Nasir Abu Hamid, inaugurated the first KS relief program in the country at the embassy of Saudi Arabia in Kupundo, Lalitpur, highlighting the growing humanitarian partnership between Nepal and Saudi Arabia. The dates received by Chabilal Paudil, who is the Undersecretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, will be distributed to orphanages, Muslim organizations, and universities, among other places supporting diverse communities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said, after a more than two-hour call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, that Moscow and Kyiv will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and an end to their war. Putin said that efforts to end the conflict seemed on the right track and that Moscow was ready to work with Ukraine on a memorandum about a future peace accord. Putin thanked Trump for supporting the resumption of the direct talks between Russia and Ukraine and said that Trump noted Russia's support for peace, though the key question was how to move towards peace. Trump said that the call went very well. In a post on Truth Social, he said that the Vatican, as represented by the Pope, has stated that it would be very interested in hosting the negotiations. According to the BBC, Trump clarified he would not withdraw from brokering talks, but said he has a red line in his head regarding the terms that would be acceptable to him. Australia's Conservative Liberal National Coalition, the nation's main opposition political party, has split after a partnership lasting almost 80 years. The move marks a seismic change in the country's political landscape and comes just weeks after a federal election that saw Labour win a second term in a landslide victory. The BBC cited National's leader, David Littleproud, as saying his party was not re-entering a coalition agreement amid policy disagreements with the Liberal Party as it goes on a journey of rediscovery following the emphatic loss. Littleproud added that the coalition has been broken and repaired before, and he hoped that with time, the parties could reconcile again. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of a light rainfall and even snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Also, there are chances of wind gusts at a few places of Madhes Province along with the Tarai regions of Kosi Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. House of Representatives members urged government action on climate and public welfare issues in today's House session. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Shirbhadra Dewa hold talks regarding contemporary issues. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine will start ceasefire talks after call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.